AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Millions of Americans from New Mexico to the Carolinas are bracing for a potentially catastrophic ice storm that could crush trees and power lines and knock out power for days. Forecasters say Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston could see enough snow to make travel very difficult or nearly impossible. The storm is expected to begin today and continue through the weekend. Former special counsel Jack Smith is defending his decisions to bring criminal charges against President Trump, saying investigations found proof beyond reasonable doubt of wrongdoing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
No one should be above the law in this country.
And at a House hearing.
And the law required that he be held to account.
Smith told lawmakers that's what he did, and politics had nothing to do with it. But as the hearing started.
It was always about politics.
Judiciary panel chair Jim Jordan.
The good chairman started by saying, it's all about the politics. Well, maybe for them, but for us, it's all about the rule of law.
And top Democrat Jamie Raskin, as the hearing split along partisan lines. Smith abandoned the cases after Trump retook the White House, citing longtime Justice Department legal opinions that sitting presidents cannot be indicted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
TikTok has finalized a deal to create a new American entity, avoiding the looming threat of a ban in the U.S. that's been in discussion for years. The social media platform company signed agreements with major investors, including Oracle, Silver Lake, and the Emirati investment firm MGX. European shares were mixed after Asian markets advanced today. U.S. futures turned lower, with the contracts for the S&P 500 and the Dow Industrials down 0.1%. This is AP News. Two Rhode Island lawmakers want to dump the state's Mr. Potato Head license plates.
Since 2002, Rhode Island drivers have been able to drive around with Mr. Potato Head license plates. Mr. Potato Head maker Hasbro has had its headquarters in the state, and 2002 was the 50th anniversary of the character. But Hasbro has decided to move its headquarters to Boston, and two Rhode Island lawmakers say Mr. Potato Head is no longer worthy to be on a state license plate. Republican Representative Brian Newberry says Hasbro's relocating to Boston will cause untold economic harm to Rhode Island, including a loss of tax revenue. Newberry has introduced legislation to stop the state's Division of Motor Vehicles from providing Mr. Potato Head as a specialty license plate. The plate has cost drivers $40, with half that amount going to the Rhode Island Community Food Bank. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.